This is St. Louis Public Radio. Last August, the family of Jamila Bolden was devastated when a gunman fired into the family home in Ferguson, killing the 9-year-old. Nearly a year later, the pain is still agonizing, but local artists are trying to help keep the good memories alive, not only for Jamila's loved ones, but for dozens of other families here and around the country. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler tells us that a group called Faces Not Forgotten creates professional portraits of children killed by guns.
On August 18th, Kendrick Henderson was lying on the bed with her daughter Jamila Bolden, doing homework, when bullets burst through the window. 7 months later, artist Jane Martin was creating a portrait of Jamila for the Faces Not Forgotten project when a news update caught her attention.
I said, "Oh, Jamila, look, you're on television." And then I thought, I'm talking to a painting. I'm talking to a photograph. But you do feel their presence. You do.
On a recent afternoon, Martin is on the doorstep of Henderson's home. She and her husband, Ivan, have come to deliver the portrait.
Oh, Mrs. Henderson?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm Ivan.
They talk for a few minutes as Jane Martin unwraps the painting.
Oh, it's really nice. So pretty. Thank you so much.
In this moment, Henderson's words are of gratitude, not grief. But a dining room wall speaks volumes about the loss, with pictures of Jamila, a plaster impression of her small hand, and a collage featuring a school assignment about herself that Jamila made 1 week before she died.
This is my favorite color is pink. Her favorite meal was chicken and macaroni and cheese.
Henderson speaks in both past and present tense when she talks about her daughter, but one tense she'll never be able to use again is future.
And just to have, you know, that taken away has been the hardest thing. You know, I'll never get a chance to see, you know, her graduate from high school. I'll never get a chance to help her get ready for prom or, you know, the things that a normal parent gets to do.
The shooter wounded Henderson in the legs, but spared her 11-year-old son, who was on the bed that evening with his mother and sister. She sometimes beats herself up over what if.
I'm constantly replaying that night in my head, like, is there anything we could have did differently? Maybe if we had went to my cousin's house earlier in the day.
Many questions may never be answered, like why did a 21-year-old man arrested for the killing allegedly shoot into her home that night? But it helps to know that people like Jane and Ivan Martin are thinking about her and her family.
You always think nobody cares, you know, that this happened or anything like that, so I think it's great that you guys do this.
St. Louis artist Christine Ilewski founded Faces Not Forgotten. She hasn't lost a child, but her father committed suicide with a gun, and later a treasured friend was shot and killed. 6 years ago, Ilewski was touched by the story of an Illinois teenager killed in a robbery attempt at the fast food restaurant where he worked. She painted his portrait and gave it to the family. She soon got requests for 10 more portraits of other children.
Suddenly, I realized that there was going to be no end to this.
Ilewski recruited other artists, then came up with the idea to display quilts of portraits printed on handkerchiefs to increase awareness of children killed by guns. She knows her work takes only a tiny stab at a huge systemic problem.
There's a bigger picture here of guns on the streets, and there's a bigger picture of poverty and situations that force people to live where they might live in a place that's dangerous for their children.
A Faces Not Forgotten quilt is on display through tomorrow at the Jacoby Arts Center in Alton. Another exhibition is set for September in the Central West End. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.